Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
The chevra's in for a treat tonight. You're in for a treat. I'll tell you why. Alicia, the chevra's in for a treat, Avi. One of my kids, I was on the way to the opening day meeting of the year. Thanks for being here, Shmuel. It's going to be a good night tonight, Shmuel. I'll tell you why it's going to be a good night. First of all, you're here, but I want to give another reason. I was on the first opening night, Reb Shimon, the first opening night of Durham. I'm meeting the dorm counselors to set up the year. They're the guys on the front lines with the Rebbeim. They're there late at night, in the middle of the night, dealing with hearts, dealing with all different situations. And we have our opening meeting, which I take very, very seriously. I feel like the aschal is huge of everything. The beginning's big of everything. Rosh Hashanah is a big thing. Toiv Achris Davar Me'Rashisa comes. The Rashis is big in everything. I take it very, very heavy and serious. I try to, for days, I want to be present. I want to have good thoughts. A Rashis being. One is a big. One of my kids says, I need to come speak to you on the way. I was driving to Muncie. We're meeting in Muncie. One of my kids, I need to speak. And they opened up Stark. For me to go to the inside here, I can work for 6 days, not eat like crumbs. I can work 6 days on very little sleep. No problem. If I open up to my inside for 5 minutes, I'm tired, I can't function the rest of the day. My emotional world's been closed a lot of years. If I open up to the inside, 5 minutes when I open up, I'm no kayach, I'm like mush, like nothing, garnished. One of my kids that I need to speak to, they drive with me to the meeting and they spoke things and it was, I got to the meeting, I had zero, I was tired, I was nothing, I couldn't, there was no shaykhis to a meeting. It was a very important meeting. And it was extra good, I didn't do a good job. It's extra good because I don't want in the yeshiva performative. I don't want people to be performative. See, even the energy of the meeting is that I'm a person. And I'm a person here. And one guy was meeting other guys, a guy who had nothing. But people, and all I'm asking is be people. No performance. Don't be stark. Don't be this. Be humans. And I came as a human. I came as a human more than any other year. And what I want to tell them is to be humans. So the best way to say be humans, no performance, don't be stark, don't be humans. Be present. And I came so tired and drained because I was present. Just showing up like that was good. It was good. It was a good meeting. They saw a guy who was drained. It was a good zach. A bacher years ago told me, years ago, a guy in yeshiva said, if you would come sad some days, we would learn much better. The guy said to me, Rav Elisha, said, if you come sad some days, we would do much better. He was saying, the guy was saying real things. He was, of course he's right. Of course he's right. Of course. He said, be present. Don't be always so frail. Come. We want to meet you. We really like you. Real. I wanna say why you're lucky tonight. I care. I like learning with my friends, and I don't apologize that I prepare usually. Today I had two serious emergencies. I dealt with for all day, and then I had a family situation. I'm coming. I'm excited to show up to learn something. Like no performance. I'm mamish like that first meeting. That's why you're lucky tonight, Ramay Shechem. Tonight will be a night. Let's breathe. Let's learn Hashem's Torah. I don't want to forget my stuff and learn. I don't think that's how you learn Torah. I don't think you forget your stuff. A guy once came to me Chanukah night. I got a knock on the door. I opened to this. I'm not being megazim. This is not a prepare. If I prepared, I would prepare to be megazim to you. A guy knocked on my door about 12:30 of Shemi Chanukah night. A guy is bawling like a baby mamash. He's bawling. Tears are flying. Chanukah, it's a freilich, very happy. The guy is crying, tears, by my door. I'm looking at him. I gave him a hug. He said, I need a couch. He went in. He knows my house. He went into the, he didn't want the main couch there. It's the center of the house. He went into the couch in the playroom, sat down, I need to talk to you. Sat down, he pasha couldn't talk. Sat down, cried some more. And he said, I'm supposed to light the Ner Chanukah. Ner Yishu Besi. He's an older single. I'm in a dorm. He said, I go home, I'm not comfortable there, I'm in the dorm. I don't have any place in the world to light. Nerishu Besa. Light a candle in it. I have no bias. Balling. Can't we lighting my, which bias am I lighting in? Should I go to my dorm room somewhere? Should I run home that I'm not comfortable there? He cried, Nerishu Besa. I don't think this guy's job is forget your stuff and light. That his lighting is with his stuff. His lighting, the ma'atman or is with you. I don't think you learn Torah like forget your stuff and learn Torah. I think you come with your stuff and learn Torah. You come and Hashem speaks. Hashem Amish speaks. When you come with your stuff, Hashem talks. People who learn sincerely and with an open heart and show up, they come drained. Hashem's mamish talks to you. Like you read psukim, like you read a gemara, you're like, Hashem mamish comforts you. If you come like a robot, say you're closed, the Torah is closed. You come open to the Torah, you come with the leiv patuach, the Torah talks to you. So the Parshas Vayishlach has the following friction that I wanna sit up with the chevra and the following friction of Parshas Vayishlach. Everybody knows Yaakov Avinu's Hachanas. Everybody, kids sing it. Esav was coming, 400 men. We all know the story. And Yaakov prepares. Yaakov Avinu prepares. We know the dry vegan. He prepares. Beautiful. Esav ends up kissing Yaakov Avinu. So the whole story was a joke. It reminds me of like Obama. He was coming, politics, gedolim, and the community. Obama, I don't know, was Obama different than any other president? Clinton, Bush, Trump maybe part in that? Maybe I shouldn't compare, maybe I should. It was not a president. He was different. So what happened? We had all the anticlimactic. What's happening here? And by the way, the Rabbi Shalom runs the world. We're learning Torah. Torah is what is. Let Yaakov demolish Esav. Now it is, you could say that was all the pitoy. He was mefat, all the seducing, all the chanefa. So Esav melted, Esav kisses Yaakov. And all the melchama hachanais, it was all like all the melchama, all the tefillas. It's a madna maisa, madna nes. The Rabbeinu Shlom makes the story, a madna nes. If I was in the story, I wouldn't want him to come and kiss. I'd be embarrassed. It's like an embarrassing story. You prepare. It was mamish like Obama. It was very hard. Like, Hutch, be a little mean and let's get saved from him. He ended up, was he mean? So, no, he really was bad. Maybe, I don't know. I have no idea. It was pretty dasa, pretty. He spoke very nicely. I don't know. Now, maybe it was bad if somebody says, no, you don't know. And I promised the Nisim, with everything. Leib Malachim Biyam Lucha, Hashem runs the world, I know. Amad Amaisi Yitzchak, the Achana like crazy, and Esav comes, he kissed Yaakov, like the whole thing was like a Gelechter. What's happening? What's happening? You could say, Azak Koyach of the Pius. Even by the way, he's Mephias him, so Esav comes like a little bit light, I'm mad, but you know what? He comes and he kisses him. He's hugging and kissing. He kissed aggressively. Besides, he learned the Medrash. I'm learning Torah. What's happening? He comes and he kisses. It's a friction. As that, what? So you could study such as the Koyach of Hashem, such as Nisim. Such. I get it. And there's a friction here. What's happening? What's the story we're learning? What's the Ashgachas Hashem? If I was in this story, it's almost like a madna thing. We'd all start blushing. You're talking about Esav. And then he comes and he's hugging and kissing. It's like, so we got it wrong. You know, we got it right. I'm telling you, he had an army. The terrorists is Yad Hashem Tikser Hashem. And by the way, some years I try to like emotionally grasp, and it's true. Hashem runs the world. I want to say this year what hits me today. What hits me right now. And it's what I'm experiencing today, and I want to share it with my friends. There's a Dover Gadol Yitzchak that's... I'm quoting Heikel Schwimmer, and I were going through something we were speaking today. It's something the Rebbe, Unzer Rebbe, spoke about. Probably, I assume, from a Svas Emes, but I have to... This is what I'm seeing in the Torah today. What I want to say, David... Let's say by the Obama Maisa. The Iker story is the whole thing that went on in us. We were scared. We learned Emunas Chachamim. We might have learned prayer. We might have learned about our own insecurities, our own fears. One person might have thought that this is not our land, Eretz Yisrael is our land. The sugya, without anybody raising kids, you have issues for 4 months with your kids and it disappears. You're talking to your wife and your eyes, then it like disappears. Oh, that's funny. What you went through and the discussions and the whole inner sugya is big stuff. We still sing forever about Yaakov Avinu's Achana. That's the Iker story. Is there was a Pachad and Yaakov Avinu gathered together and prepared. That he ended up kissing him. That's not the... Each detail of the Achana, of the experience, is very big by Hashem. Forever we talk about it, it should be a deleted story. He came and he kissed him. Like, delete the story. Not a deleted story. He was coming with 400 men. Yaakov Avinu prepared and responded and spoke. I had conversations with myself. I'm very good at not feeling. I'm an expert at it. Expert. So by Mamdani, what's all the hack? I'll just not feel. I can tell you my tricks. If you want after, you can stay around. I'll share with you my tricks. So by Mamdani, why should I feel? Why should I feel? I'll just not feel. Obama, I won't feel. Obama, I learned. We felt, and it was Gelechter. So by Mamdani, I'll have a trick. That's not the sugi not to feel. The sugi was I did feel, and I got a lot of places. I actually think the guy's healthier who's afraid, who's handling being afraid. Am I promoting being, I'm not a fear monger, not promoting being afraid. I'm promoting, like, really have your story. It's not like it, so it always ends well. So it's never the story. Each situation with our children, feel the mesa. The goal is not to start like learning, it's so silly, all the human experience. Human experience is not silly. The human experience, Hashem cares about that a lot. We study how Yaakov Avinu responded to a threat. And there's a whole sugya of that, and that's a big thing. And a big sugya, and tremendous things, tremendous Kiddush Shemayim, tremendous Iris come out from that whole story. That's the deeper people know that's the biggest story. And then he comes, he kisses, okay. I'm still going to be scared next. I'm not making a sheet of being scared. I'm making a sheet of our experiences designed by Hashem. You should know that I was handling this today. Everything's hashgacha. You'll hear this, and the Revezi doesn't know this part. I'm handling this today because it's the parsha, and it's my parsha. So I'm handling this, that the human experience to something is significant. How, what's going on inside is very significant, your response. On the way, I Ubered from the Chevra, needed my car. I Ubered home from Durham. The Uber driver, I really had 4 calls to make. The Uber driver says, Shalom Aleichem, I'm Jeff, I'm a Yid. Whoa. He's a Yid who mamish is amongst no Yidden, Jeff. So he schmoozed a little. He said, I want to talk to you about the Mamdani threat. What? This, I promise, I want to talk to you about it. I just spoke to the guys that I decided to be nervous. The guy says, Mamish Hashkoch. Yedizach. And the guy says, I want to talk to you about the Mamdani threat. Can I talk to you about it? I'm nervous. He said such a big thing. He said, I know he doesn't have power, God controls. He said, I'm nervous it empowers haters. I'm nervous it empowers haters, what haters will do. That's what he said. Good. Now I'm not trying to say so be nervous. I'm saying that the sugya that we respond with, how we relate to things, is a big story. We underplay it. It matters a lot. I'm scared. It's a big zach. And then what do you do? Maybe a prayer. That's a big thing. You prayed in your fear. Maybe you bonded with another yid better. Maybe you were softer on another person. I don't know. Whatever. The sugya of your response, the inner sugya, is the main story. The Esav kisses Yaakov. That was never really the biggest story. The story is that what it did to the Yid, what the Yid was responding and processing, that's the main story to begin with. So it's a story we still sing about. Esav ends up kissing him. Said Obama ended up being nice. Okay. But there was, Hashem wanted us to have, Hashem sent the fear and sent the normal people being human, going through something. And that whole process and all the details of it, Yaakov Avinu prepared in all different ways, and we teach our children about it. What ended up happening, Esav kissed him, that doesn't make the whole ass, so the whole thing was, that too discounts the human experience and all the hashgacha and all the things that come out within the human response to the story, how it... That's a big parasha here. That's the parasha here. The parasha of Esav coming, and it's so frightening and scared. He's coming to kill. And Yaakov Avinu, what were the achanos, vayira? How does he respond? What does that look like? Love of his own family, dividing up the machne, the went to what Hanifa and studied that. So you have sugyas upon sugyas to study because the Yid was responding to a situation. The Yid Mamdani coming, because I've been around years, like the hardened cynic. Like, stop making deals. Let me stop making deals. I'm afraid. I'm not going to stop making deals. The human condition doesn't matter. I'm not promoting if somebody said, but I've absorbed my other experiences. That's such a zach that Hashem runs the world and he's absorbed it. So I'm mamish in touch with myself and I'm less afraid. Okay, work was done. Excellent. Excellent. So I'm not promoting that you have to be afraid. I am promoting the human experience, that the human experience was designed by Hashem, and tremendous things are accomplished in the human experience when we're present. And I am promoting being present. And I am saying that often we become cynical and unpresent. We have like an excuse for disassociation. Hashem runs the world. I was upset. You ask a friend how you're feeling. And he says, exactly as Hashem wants me to be. That response is such a terrible... If Yitzhak, how you feeling? Exactly. It's the silliest response. You're giving me mus. I knew before. And whatever, so then there's no human beings, no human experience. I knew before I asked you, whatever your feelings, exactly as Hashem wants it. Everything's... you don't want to be my friend. Okay, I hear. You don't value the human experience. Exactly as Hashem wants, I'm asking you. So you're telling me you're such a zash shalom, you have no feelings, you're not shy of the friendship at all. The terrace is a part, I'm in a lot of pain, I'm hurting, it hurts, I'm struggling. Oh, I care so much about that. Then your friend mamish is, and then you could say to your friend, I want you to know that our mamish coming to space as Hashem wants, not together, we can mamish, we have a journey to Zaman, we're mamish together, we're humans, we're shaykh to be humans, and we can actually connect, where we human, and together, of course, we have a journey that things are the way Hashem wants it to be. There's a journey, there's a sugya, there's a person struggling. If you want to tell a person, keep out of my life, say there, everything's the way Hashem wants it. I'm not... That's exactly that person. Like, everything's the way Hashem sending to the human an experience that he grows with, that he grows from, that he grows in. He gains emunas chachamim. He gains friendship. What is everybody just tumbling? Hashem runs the world. So all human experience, nothing. Hashem runs more precisely, and he made me. I get nervous and anxious, and I have to process things, and I talk. There's much is accomplished. We're taking new guys into the yeshiva. I spend today 3 hours on a day that there was things going on. I have 3 hours in the middle of a nutty day helping a guy who's crazy anxious coming new to yeshiva. So thoughts start coming. Like another guy, there's always a new guy. He's anxious. He's new in the yeshiva. It's a big thing. It's not just a nuisance, another Kayla. You know, could we fast forward to day 3? That's a big thing. That experience, a big thing. He's new to a place. He's seeing new. Today, people feel the crazy people of today. They're crazy. I was so good at not feeling. I want to teach him my tricks. I'll play him a good ball game, a Met game. I'll teach him how to get intellectual. He's anxious. He's like, there's a Lev Evan. I had a Lev Evan. He has a Lev Buster. He's anxious. A new thing. The 200 new people there, he's anxious and very scared. It's overwhelming. The guy's overwhelmed. He looks around. It's a big thing. He left home. He's not his own bed. He's in a strange bed. He doesn't have his facility. He doesn't have his mother. And the person's going through something. It's a big thing. Human experience, a big thing. Big moments and big steiging. And by the way, you could hug somebody and be there and feel with somebody who's away from home. Then you can go home and know what it means to be home. You know how much steiging when you feel and when you're present to something? It's not just, it turned out, and then Esav, later on we'll laugh about this. I was thinking, as the Bach is upset, in 3 weeks we're going to laugh about it. And when we read Esav Kiss Yankiv, we're still talking about Yaakov Avinu's fear. We're not laughing about it. We're still talking about Yaakov Avinu's process. I always thought the Bachar, you were going to laugh about this. This is all going to be funny. Yeah, I don't know. Right now you're very anxious. So let's be present to this. There's a lot, and this is hashkacha here, and there's an experience that's as much as the event. This is the hashkacha, and there's a beauty here and tremendous strength that can come out from this. Tremendous connection that can come out from this. You just, the whole, nothing matters. Everything's exactly the way Hashem wants it to be. Hashkacha. I hear. Okay. I'm scared. Are you scared? Are you human? Am I? That does nothing matters. There's no people. I'm hurting. I'm inside. It hurts. Avada, I'm coming. I'm working. Then the friend's like, oh, it hurts. I feel so badly for you. Was he feeling bad? Is that like, he's built by Hashem. This guy's built by Hashem. It hurts his stomach. Mamish hurts. That's what he's feeling. His friend's mamish with him. Together they come to Madragas. Hashem runs the world. They mamish in connecting to each other, come to crazy places. Vashkochas Hashem, Vemuna Hashem, all the places we come to in our journey of processing what's happening. So that's what I wanted to learn with my friends, the Parshas Vayishlach. I want to say that the appeal to me of the story of Parshas Vayishlach is the way the human relates to the situation is very much part of Hashgachas Hashem, part of the beauty of the story, part of the story, and beautiful things. And then Esav ends up, Obama's very geschmack, he has Obamacare, I don't have such a sheet, it's good or bad, and each person, I'll ask you around later, maybe we could come up that it was terrible, I don't know, I'm not clear. I don't look at the joke of how we were very afraid, it was very scary. Somebody coming, who cheated us, we weren't sure, now Mamdani's coming, Bez Hashem will be good, Bez Hashem. We're scared, we're saying that this year, Reb Jeff is very nervous, he's mamish nervous, Reb Jeff. It's not a joke. And nah, I've been there before. We were all scared by Obama. We were saying that we were scared by Obama. You know how many places we got from there? Me and Jeff bonded. We were both a little nervous about this guy. I told him I'm nervous too. And Jeff and I became closer. Chaverim. I told him, mamish, there's what to be nervous. A Yid who lives amongst all goyim. He was excited to see a Jew, to talk to a Jew. You know, it's us to drive on Shabbos, the Uber driver. Mamish, weit, from left field. And me and Jeff bonded, 2 years and bonded over nerves of a mayor who's, it's a big zach. That's all just, it is what Hashem wants. Of course, it's true. I promise it's true. Hashem runs the world. Things are the way Hashem wants. And Hashem wants us to have the human experience. Really. And to be present to things and not to be afraid of that. And in that is tremendous madrigas that we come to. Leish Lakelish, calm down. I can see what he's saying, what he's thinking. If we could sing Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Issa Shabbos. Can we sing that, Elisha? Rev Elisha. Parents have discussions about a worry with the child, and a few months like it never comes up again. It's like gone. That thing we were worried. Those discussions were big things, very big things. They're important. The humans, Hashem's machshev, these things matter. The things in this world matter. The human being who's standing lifnei Hashem and journeying to emuna, journeying through and coming and getting. It's a big iris in those the conversation, a husband and wife talking about these things, a big thing. The details matter. Those things, the achanas, the chassidim that spoke about achanu l'dvar mitzvah. We're speaking about just the circumstance of life that aren't just, whoa, okay. It's a chash of the inner journey and the story that's going on. It's a chash of these things have places, not just all like an excuse not to feel, not to be part of the experience. Look at the whole tefillin, this tefillah, and teshbacha is from experiences that the human was present to.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.